Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to an article about a petition to rename Highway 400 in honor of Gordon Lightfoot, published March 18. While I think the initiative to recognize Gordon Lightfoot's talent is great, let me explain why I won't be signing on to the highway petition. I think testaments showing tribute to a masterful career are a lovely idea. But to be effective, they should link to the skills of the individual being honored. Clearly, Gordon Lightfoot was not known as a highway driver. And Highway 400 does not even go near Orillia, Gord's birthplace. Then, we have the old habits die hard department. It's a truism that well-established highway names are not easily relinquished. A portion of Highway 401 between Trenton and Toronto has been designated the Highway of Heroes. Been that way for 17 years. But does anyone refer to this? Nope. It's the 401. Do motorists traveling along Highway 35 talk with glowing hearts about the Midland Regiment commemorative highway? Afraid not. County Road 93 is apparently the Sarah Burke Memorial Highway. Who's she? Why, the champion freestyle skier from Barrie, who died from injuries sustained during a training accident back in 2012, of course. Oh, you didn't know that. Well, then, how about Angela Schmidt Foster Road? I can't find anyone who knows of this highway as anything other than the extension of Highway 12 feet or who's aware that the Midland resident being honored was an Olympic cross-country ski competitor. I rest my case, and that's why my name will not be on the petition. However, while I have nothing against the current designation, Mariposa Folk Festival, may I propose renaming this famous Orillia-based celebration the Gordon Lightfoot Festival? Might just serve as an appropriate, lasting way to remember the amazing talents of an inspired singer-songwriter, and in his hometown, too. Peter Jennings, Midland.